Daily Action Step Number 8. I am reversing my biological age by cultivating flexibility and creativity in my consciousness. I put flexibility into practice by 1. Learning to let go when things don't seem to go my way. 2. Practicing the wisdom of uncertainty, not being attached to outcome and letting go of the need to control. 3. Learning to forgive by relinquishing grievances, resentments, and regrets. I put creativity into practice by 1. Learning the 9-step creative response. 2. Applying the creative response to all the challenges and/or problems in my life. 3. Helping others to solve their problems by teaching them the creative response. Aging is associated with rigidity and decay. Youth is associated with flexibility and creativity. Both flexibility and creativity are learned behaviors. By cultivating flexibility and creativity in consciousness, you renew yourself in every moment and reverse the aging process. An ancient Vedic aphorism says, "Infinite flexibility and creativity are the secrets to immortality." When we consider growing older, we usually think of becoming less flexible and creative. Our language of aging reflects this view. We use expressions like, "You can't teach an old dog new tricks," or "I'm too old to change," or "He's just too set in his ways." In both modern and Vedic sciences, the loss of flexibility and creativity is the result of increasing inertia, entropy, and disorder in the body-mind system. According to Vedic theory, there are 3 fundamental forces at work in the universe: sattva, rajas, and tamas. Sattva is the force of creativity, evolution, and transformation. Tamas is the force of stability, resistance, and inertia. Rajas is the tension between the forces of creativity and inertia. As children and adolescents, we have a preponderance of natural sattva. Our brains and our behavior reflect our tremendous capability to expand, adapt, transform, and evolve, and our willingness and desire to experience and learn new things. As adults, we see the rise of rajas. This is a result of the everyday stresses of life and our attachment to outcomes as we seek to prove ourselves in the world. As we age, we become increasingly concerned about security and stability, and tamas begins to predominate. Stability leads to stagnation, stagnation leads to decay, decay leads to disorder and entropy, and ultimately to death. Death is the soul's response to the loss of flexibility. When your physiology has lost the flexibility and creativity to further integrate the energy and information of your life experiences, the soul goes into incubation. According to Vedic wisdom, when the soul needs to digest the experiences of a lifetime, it first incubates and then takes a quantum leap into a new context and a new body-mind. In Eastern wisdom traditions, this is the process of reincarnation, incarnating into a new life experience. Rather than waiting for death to take a quantum leap into a new life experience, why not take the quantum leap while you're alive? This way you can literally reincarnate on an ongoing basis. This requires learning 2 basic and fundamental behavior patterns. 1. Flexibility, which comes from letting go, and 2. Creativity, which involves intention, incubation, and incarnation. By learning to incorporate flexibility and creativity as your evolving behavioral pattern, you will master on a daily basis what most people have to literally die for, to incarnate and create a new body-mind. Let's explore these 2 qualities that are the foundation of eternal youth.